are you guys? Happy New Year, everybody! So, for those of you that don't know, 2018 marks 25 years of UFC, the 25th anniversary. So, we have a lot of fun things planned for next year. I'm really excited about next year. And obviously, to kick off our first pay-per-view, we are going to Boston, which I am excited about personally. But and the event's already almost sold out. We have like around 1,000 tickets left. So it's we're really excited. And obviously, it's almost sold out for a very good reason. It's not just that we haven't been back to Boston for a while, but let's start with the first UFC 220, Miocic versus Ngannou, and the co-main event, Volkan Ozdemir versus the light heavyweight contender. Wait, he is the light heavyweight contender. Volkan Ozdemir, I fucked up. Hold on a second. We're supposed to play a promo here for the main event. I got to slow down. I've been drinking Monster. Bear with me. I can't wait for that fight. All right. Now, the co-main event is Volkan Ozdemir versus the man, Daniel Cormier. And ladies and gentlemen, the main event, one of the baddest heavyweight fights in a very, very long time. I'm so excited for this fight. The number one heavyweight contender of the world, Francis Ngannou. Versus the heavyweight champion of the world, Stipe Miocic. All right, who has the first question?
For Stipe, please. Stipe, obviously as champion, you don't get to pick your opponents. They come to you. But how soon did you start following Francis's career? And did you see him, you know, a few fights out as a viable challenger for you?
Oh, definitely. Francis is an amazing fighter. You know, him starting in so fast, and he's got great power. He's very athletic. You know, he's a big heavyweight. And, you know, he's definitely shown it, and that's why he's here.
Of course, a lot's being made of his knockout of Alistair Overeem. You know, it's just being played nonstop, and people are hyped about it. But what was your instant reaction in seeing that knockout?
Good for him, you know. He got the win. Yeah, it was an easy night. Those are the best nights when the fight's done early, and you go home unscathed.
Not one hint of intimidation or anything like that?
No, that's what I signed up for. I don't want to be intimidated with another man. I mean, there's a
reason why the fight. Don't lie, Stipe. Don't lie.
And Francis, for you, please, in your preparation for this fight, do you think that Stipe is going to be willing to stand and trade with you and to, you know, maybe trade hands with you, or do you feel like he's going to go to wrestling right away?
I think he'll try to survive. First of all, this is the first way for his game plan, survive. And then whatever he's going to try, I'm going to catch it. Yes, and then I'm going to connect it. And you know what happened when I connect.
Thank you, Francis. For Volkan, if I could please. Volkan, it's been an incredibly quick rise for you to the top. You know, in getting the shot, is there any part of you that thinks, you know, a little more seasoning, you know, a little bit more experience would be better for you to get in this position, or did you have no hesitation in taking the shot?
No, I wanted to come there fighting for the belt as fast as I can because I know I'm capable of anything, and I'm there to win. And I knew coming in the UFC, I wanted to fight the top right away. And it's the place, it's the house for the top guys in the world. I fought my first fight against the number 6 in the world in 2 weeks' notice, and I just kept on going. You know, I fought two months later, and 6 weeks after that, I was fighting for the third time. So always again a ranked opponent, so I'm ready for the champion now.
And I think, you know, unfortunately, it's such a big moment in your career, and you are dealing with things outside of the cage as well. I mean, how much of a distraction is that right now to have to deal with these things, these legal issues, outside of getting ready for a championship fight?
It doesn't give me any distraction because I personally don't deal with it. You know, I have a team around me that's really taking care of that, and my job is to train and to fight, and that's it.
Thanks, Volkan. And just last thing for me, for DC, please. I just wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously you wanted this fight with Volkan. You said, you know, put it to a poll to the fans. You wanted it. And then these legal issues popped up. You know, knowing the history that you've had in your career, I got to ask, I mean, what was your initial reaction? Did you think, oh, my God, here we go again?
No, man, you know, I look at these guys and they have these issues. And I've adopted this thought that it's just on to the next guy. If Volkan shows up, he shows up. If it's not him, it's going to be someone else. I can't worry myself with trying to make sure that these dudes stay out of trouble. So I just stay steady. I always come to the fight. And if Volkan shows up, then he shows up.
And I'll be there. I'll be there. Don't worry.
And I'll ask you, too, about, you know, such a quick rise on Volkan's part. Did you see him coming up through the ranks, you know, earlier this year? Did you see this guy as a potential contender?
I once said that if I'm hanging around and fighting guys like Volkan Ozdemir, I've done something terribly wrong with my money and my time. And I just never expected him to do what he did so fast. He's put himself in his position because he's been impressive. But I always say, man, there's levels to this game, and he's going to realize a different level whenever we fight January 20th.
Question for DC. DC over here on your right.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Hey, you do a great job as an analyst and a commentator. Break down this main event for me and give me your prediction.
Oh, man, this is a good one. I'm excited because I get to fight right before him and then go back and watch, you know? So I think... And I hope Francis doesn't decide to smack me, but I think the closest thing I relate this to is when Anthony Johnson was just killing everybody. And everybody thought that he was going to blast right through me, and I just always was kind of like, ah, it's fine. I'll be okay. And I think that's what Stipe Miocic is feeling right now. So you got a scary guy in Francis Ngannou who hits as hard as anybody we've ever seen. And you've got a guy on the cusp of becoming the greatest UFC heavyweight champion of all time. That's what's being missed in this. Stipe Miocic has won and defended this belt twice. If he wins again, he's the most successful heavyweight champion we've ever seen. And don't forget, he's got 5 knockouts in a row himself. So somebody's going to sleep, and I'm just glad I get to be in the building to watch it.
And it's true. Just to add on to that, you know, like you said, if he wins this fight, he breaks the record. He breaks the record for most consecutive defenses, and Francis Ngannou has the world record for the most powerful punch. His punch is the equivalent to 96 horsepower, which is equal to getting hit by a Ford Escort going as fast as it can. And it's more powerful than a 12-pound sledgehammer swung full force from overhead. Holy shit!
All right, well, with that being said, DC, a lot of talk and, you know, rumor and speculation and just, you know, hype from the media and the fans about potentially seeing you fight at heavyweight again down the road. I mean, how would you fare against these guys on your left?
Man, do you see these guys? You see these dudes? I read that stuff and I'm kind of like, I don't even know what I was thinking back then. So, no, I'm not going to fight Stipe Miocic, or I'm definitely not fighting Francis Ngannou.
Fair enough.
No, I'm good.
Just want to ask you about John Jones. He's got this hearing coming up in a couple of months. From a personal perspective, are you hoping he gets the shortest sentence possible so that you can get another fight with him, or are you hoping they throw the book at him?
Come on. You know me, right? I'm the guy that tries to run through a wall constantly just to try to break it. I won't go around it. I'll keep running through the wall. So what do you think I'm hoping for? Say it. What do you think I'm hoping for?
You want him to come back so you can have another fight.
Of course. There you go.
And just one question for Francis. Francis, I hear that you're going to be traveling to Paris following this weekend's event, or maybe to the press conference today. Why are you going to Paris so close to the fight just around the corner?
You know, we have to set something up, the last minute stuff, you know. So I've been training for like 7 months, and my training camp right now is done. So we're just going to work for the strategy, the last part of the training, and, you know, take some air, breathe a little bit before come back and do the job.
Francis, there was obviously a very short turnaround between Detroit and Boston. I mean, have you had time to add anything new to your game?
The training camp is not the time to learn more technique. It's just the time to set up the game plan and then have a good training. My training camp against Alistair Overeem, I was preparing for both guys. I knew that beating Alistair Overeem would give me the right to fight Stipe Miocic. So I've been preparing for this fight for a few months before then announced it.
And then Stipe, with so much hype for Francis, I mean, has it bothered you? Sort of, have you felt like you were the forgotten man at all over the last couple months?
Nah, I don't care. I mean, honestly, I'm a Midwest dude. I don't need all the hoopla. I mean, he deserves it. You know, he's a big, strong, tough dude. It's hard. I mean, what was it? What kind of car was it?
Ford Escort.
As fast as it can. I mean, that's pretty powerful. I mean, I'm probably like a little bug or something. I don't know. But you know, good for him. You know, I'm gonna get all the hype he wants. I mean, I'm do what I do, and I'm gonna keep winning.
This question's for Volkan. Volkan, over here. See, you're right. Volkan, I know you train with Anthony Rumble Johnson. Obviously, he's faced Daniel Cormier twice before. What has he kind of said to you? Has he given you any pointers and any help with this task you have on January?
No, I actually haven't talked to him about the fight. He hasn't been back to my gym training, so I didn't really have too much talk with him. But his training is, you know, lifting weights, you know, staying in shape and, you know, getting big. So, you know, he's doing well. And I didn't ask question. I know what I'm going to do, and I know how I'm going to win that fight.
And when you kind of started this year, did you ever think you'd find yourself on stage in December, what, just 1 month away from a title shot? Did you think you would rise up this fast?
No, definitely not. It's a big surprise for me because I was struggling to find fights for a while. I came in the USA to have a good training, a better training, you know, to give me a new life, a new chance in my fighting, you know, career. And I struggled to find fights, and I was trying to get a contract somewhere or find any opponent. And finally, I got signed here on 2 weeks' notice before I was supposed to fight for Titan FC. And then it was the beginning of my new life.
Thank you. And one last one for Daniel. Daniel, it's been a pretty crazy year for you. You defended the belt. You lost the belt. You got the belt back. You got the belt in front of you there. Do you kind of still feel like you're the baddest man at light heavyweight?
So, like, when you guys ask me these questions, it's hard for me to not be who I am, right? I always say July 29th, I was in the octagon. And I know what happened. I don't hide from the result. I know what happened, and I lost a fight. That's my reality. But what do I do when I lose a fight? What do I do when I've had anything bad happen to me? I get up, I dust myself off, and I go back to work. That's all I can do. I've said this time and time again. I feel like after the fight, there's like a stink on me from just a bad fight, a bad buildup, a bad just result everything, and I have to write that by not only beating Volkan Ozdemir, but really dominating him and smashing him. I'm going to smash him on January 20th, and that's the only way I can feel better being the competitor that I am.
Over here in the front, question for Dana. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Being the 25th anniversary, is there something in particular you dream for the anniversary on the November card? And how close are you to announcing finally another country in South America like Chile or Argentina that are really close?
Yeah, I think we're going to find a lot of different ways to celebrate our 25th next year. At every event. So we will. And what was the question about Venezuela and... Argentina?
Chile or Argentina that are supposed to be close to, I don't know.
Are we close? Are we close to going there?
Joe Carr told me that 2 months ago, or three, after leaving.
Joe Carr doesn't work here anymore.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I'm just kidding, but he doesn't work here, but yeah, we are working on it. We're working on it.
Right.
Start talking to people that work here.
You're not supposed to give your sources, man. You don't give your sources.
And we're working on UFC Hawaii too, pal.
He was still working on the UFC when he told
me. I changed my mind. I've always been afraid of doing it outside. Plus, it rains like every 10 minutes there. So, but we're working on it, and we really want to do it. And obviously, with a Hawaiian champion now too, it makes a lot of sense. So, we're working on it.
Question for Stipe. I'm just a little to your right of the stage. Got my hand up now. A little back further. There you go. got me. You said you're a Midwestern guy and you don't need all the accolades and everything, but is it a little bit more motivating when you got a guy who comes in and has made as much noise as Francis? A guy who's getting so much attention?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Honestly, I don't worry about stuff like that. I got other things to worry about. You know, I train hard and get ready for the fight, you know? No good for him. He's definitely made a name for himself. And you know, he's got the attributes to do it. You know, I mean, he's knocked out some great guys. And but listen, man, I'm going to go out there and do my thing and win on January 20th and, you know, break the record for defensive. So I don't know. I really don't care, honestly. It doesn't bother me at all. I just like shutting people up.
Are you, in a way, a little happy that he came along? I know that you never really picked your opponents, but you were looking at some rematches probably in that heavyweight, the top of the division. Is it nice to have a new challenge in this?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not really worried about who I'm fighting. I'll fight anyone they want me to fight. I mean, you know, and he's definitely worthy, and it's going to be a great fight.
You didn't fight in the second half of this year. Was that a plan move, or why didn't we see you in the second half of this year?
I don't know. I don't think really any challengers, really. Yeah, there wasn't really anyone to fight, and you know, I was a little beat up too from the JDS fight. You know, he kicked me pretty good in that leg, so yeah, just healing up a little bit, and then just let everything else play out.
Did you last year? You were very active. Did you have a preference? Did you kind of like having some time off this year, or is your preference to stay very active?
I don't mind time off. I mean, I got to enjoy my summer, you know, get a tan, cut my lawn, you know, good stuff. So yeah, I don't mind it. I mind it at all. So.
And I mean, I think I know how you're going to answer this, but the UFC has taken a very keen interest in Francis for obvious reasons, and they've always said complimentary things about you as well. But do you ever feel like maybe the UFC wouldn't mind seeing another big Francis knockout in Boston?
Well, I think everyone does, but it ain't going to happen. I can tell you that. I mean, he can do it to someone else, but it ain't going to happen to me. No, I mean, listen, man, he knocked that over pretty good. I mean, good for him. You know, it's a great knockout, but. Ain't gonna happen. When we fight on January 20th, I mean, sorry, but it's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna put myself in that position. I'm not gonna put my head in the lane either.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And Francis, just one for you. Can you kind of go through your. Sorry, right over here. There you go. To your right. Got me? Hello?
Okay.
You know, you came to Vegas this year, and that looked like it was a good move for you. I saw that your coach had told in an article, he said that you were planning on being in France a little bit for this one. Can you just talk about where you'll be for the preparations and why you decided, if you are going to be in France, to do your camp out there?
It's not just to make my camps, but it's to finish it. My camp is already done, you know. So, like I said before, I'll be preparing for this fight, for both fight, for like 3 months, and then. During the training camp again, Alistair, I've been waiting for Stipe too. I knew that could happen. So I done with that. And now I just go to Paris for the last few weeks to setting up with my coach, with my teams. And we will be back to Boston and do the job.
Question for Daniel over here. Daniel, Volkan has said multiple times that he thinks he's going to knock you out in a minute or two. It's going to be pretty quick. When you hear that, how do you react?
I think it's crazy, but I think it's like the only way that he can win. So, like, what else? You know, what if it doesn't happen? So many guys go into the fight with the idea that they're just going to get me out of there, you know? I'm smaller than everybody. I'm not the bodybuilding guy. I don't look like those guys. So they think they're going to get old DC out of there. But what happens after 5 minutes when I'm still pressing you and I'm throwing you down and I'm pushing your head down and making you gasp for air and then I take you down and I cover your face so that you can't breathe? What happens then?
I know how you fight. You know, it's
you know
boring.
What happens then is they turn over, they present their neck, and they tap out. And that's what's about to happen to Volkan Ozdemir.
Hey, I got a heart, man. It's not going to be that easy, man.
I know it's not easy. I know you got heart. I heard you've been down there getting your ass kicked for years, and you say going to get beat. So, yeah, it's good.
Man, you saw my fight, man. You saw everything I did. I don't think you've seen everything I'm capable of. And all my fights were so fast, and you're not going to be different.
Okay. Sure, Volkan. I'm going to.
And DC, because especially his last two fights against top-tier talent have been relatively short, is it hard to game plan for him because he hasn't shown, you know, too much?
I mean, he's a tough guy. I mean, but they're all tough, right? Like, you don't expect to fight anybody easy. But, I mean, I fought kickboxers before. I fought wrestlers. I fought guys with big power. I mean, I fought fast guys, big guys. It doesn't matter. You know, I'll fight the same way. Like, there's no secret to how I'm going to fight. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to press him. And I'm going to just make him work for 25 minutes. If Volkan Ozdemir is able to withstand that and beat me, because nobody's been able to do it but Jones. Jones is the only one that's been able to keep that pace that I put on people. He's the only one. If Volkan Ozdemir can do that and beat me, then hats off to him. But I don't believe that he has it in him to do that. Like, those guys just don't work as hard as I do. At 38 years old, I'm out working these 25-year-old dudes, 26-year-old dudes, because that's all I know since I was a kid.
Just curious, has Cain Velasquez said anything about the upcoming heavyweight title fight? Has he shared any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, like Cain. Stipe's good, you know. Francis, he hits hard, I guess. That's pretty much what Cain says.
Okay.
Francis hits hard, I guess, and Stipe's good. He respects Stipe. He doesn't really know much about Francis because he doesn't watch fights. He only saw that knockout because I think everybody's seen the knockout from Overeem, but he doesn't really watch fights. But he says he thinks it's going to be a great fight. I mean, he's just been helping me get prepared for my fight and not really too much worried about these guys. He's just getting healthy and just hoping that at some point he can come back and fight at the level that he was before.
Okay, and just two more quick ones. Stipe, you tweeted recently underdog. Why did you tweet that?
Yeah, I'm the underdog. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, so the betting line says, right? But I'm used to, I mean, I'm pretty much underdog in a lot of my fights, and, you know, I'm used to being the underdog. I don't mind being the underdog because I like shutting people up, you know, and then I believe people start betting against me and they lose a lot of money. You know how many times I have people come up to me and say, well, what's wrong, man? They're like, I lost a lot of money on you. I bet against you. I'm like, oh, sorry. The next time you should bet again for me. So nothing's going to change. So
are you surprised you're the betting underdog?
No, I'm used to it. I mean, I'm used to it every fight.
And Francis, you interrupted Stipe earlier. You think that he's intimidated by you? You think he's lying when he says he's not?
Of course. He's really intimidated. He know what's going to happen. I know he's just making proud. Yeah, like, yes, I'm the charm, I'm this, I'm that. But he know the guy that he's going to fight. He know that he's going to be the fight that he never had in his career.
Stipe, you agree with that?
I guess so.
Oh.
Whatever he says. Sure. I'm intimidated. Awesome.
Okay. And Francis, why did you let DC wake you up like that? What was your feeling inside when he slapped you in the face?
I didn't slap him. I did not slap him.
It was a slap.
No, he didn't slap me.
I touched his face very softly. I did touch your face.
I touched your too.
He did. He has a video of me too that I'm kind of trying to keep under wraps, but.
That's it? All right. Thank you guys so much for coming out. We'll have the weigh-ins in a few here. I'm going to square these guys off now for photo ops. Thank you.